But the good thing when you have subtitles is that you have the sound in French. So you're still going to get all the nice, unique color of the language that you would lose if it's dubbed. So to me, it's okay. It's already better to listen to it with subtitles than to listen to it dubbed. But it's true, you always lose something. There's nothing that can give you the poetry or the sound of a language into another language. Even the titles, like if I see My Golden Days in French was called Trois Souvenirs de ma jeunesse, like three memories from my youth. You see, I prefer the French title, but of course it doesn't sound English enough. So they had to translate it to My Golden Days. So yeah, when you watch a movie with subtitles, you keep a lot of it, I think. To me, it's fine. As long as it's not dubbed, it's fine.
I have this conversation with my students all the time, and most of my students will say that they do not enjoy films with subtitles. They feel like that if they're reading the text, that they're somehow missing the visual image. And I keep telling them that that's not necessarily the case. And even when they listen to a film that is in British, you know, like, for instance, All of Them Love Trainspotting. It takes them about 20 minutes to get the ear, and then they hear, you know, the accent. With subtitles, I feel like it's going to take, you know, about 10 minutes for someone to get into the subtitles. And I think it's really unfortunate when people allow themselves to be intimidated by the language and they miss out on all these incredible visual opportunities. And that's one thing that we cannot forget, is that film is a visual medium. And so even though they might not feel comfortable hearing the language, or they might not feel comfortable reading it visually, they're going to be taken to so many amazing places. And it would be really unfortunate to miss that opportunity.